that's a good art.
Andrea Duchatinier is a Whanganui based artist, primarily working amongst ceramics and glass to produce these playfully complex small scale sculptures. Her practice circulates around this idea of experimentation and investigation of clay, surfaces, glazes, and forms, driven by a fascination of material, what it can do, and how it will react. Seeking and giving into all of its spontaneity and unpredictability, allowing the slumping, cracking, shifting of material to not only be allowed within the work, but to let its unpredictability guide the work. Within her upcoming show at Anna Miles Gallery, Everything Falls presents a new body of dazzling sculptures that both draw from her past works and previous pathways of experimentation while also delving headfirst into a new kind of experimentation, firing ceramic and glass together, two different materials that behave in completely different manners when placed in the kiln. But with this unpredictability come spontaneous moments of success, a meeting of forms, textures, and colours that lead the viewer into a theatrical landscape of experimentation. I caught up with Andrea ahead of the show opening at Anna Miles tomorrow. Here's the chat now.
My name is Andrea Duchatinier, and I make ceramics. I think of myself as a sculptor making small sculptures that are about how clay and how glaze work.
Wonderful. And your upcoming show at Anna Miles Gallery, Everything Falls, presents a dazzling new body of sculptures. I'd like to start this conversation off by speaking a bit to the beginnings of the show. Was there a specific idea or particular material process that sparked the beginning of this new body of work, or perhaps something that you wanted to revisit through this new body of work?
Oh, that's a great question. The work is really a continuum of 2 years of work, of trying different things. And I usually work in a really, really small series of probably about three. And after I've done three things, I get bored and move on to something else. And even out of those three, I might only, well, none of them might really work. I might have one. So with the show at Anna's, every single work is different. And it covers a whole lot of different ideas, but it draws on stuff that I've been working with in terms of clay for 15 years. And a lot of those, the approach is really about experimentation and testing and what a kiln does, what clay does, what glaze does. So it's a big body of work, and it does go back in time as well, pulling on some of the things that I like to play with.
Yeah, and your work seems to be a real investigation of clay as a material and what it can do, absorbing yourself in its material properties of manipulation and revisitation. As before the clay is fired, the material itself allows for a kind of constant manipulation. I wanted to ask, what about clay and ceramics as a medium, what really draws you to it as a medium and keeps you really excited and wanting to work with it?
Well, I've used a lot of different materials in the past, and I think clay is one of those materials that's really, really easy on some level, like kindergarten level, like squeezing it and poking it and modelling it. And yet on the other end of the scale, it can be amazingly difficult and really, really hard to control. So I think that it is this the tension between control and no control that really draws me to it. The idea that you can put something in a kiln and you never quite know what's going to happen. And you could do that. You could make things that you did know what was going to happen. And some people do that and have great mastery. But I don't like that. I've got a very short attention span. And I like there to be chance and surprise and endeavour and the trying to and the learning about, and that part of the making I really, really love. I find it totally engaging that I can fail and I can get depressed about failing. But if I keep going, I know that something will happen that I like. And if I put something in the kiln and it comes out just like I expect it to, I'm usually really disappointed with that. Yeah, oh, God, that's boring. Yeah.
Your faces are so playfully fun, both in colour as well as form. I wanted to ask you a little bit about how you approach your making process. Do these pieces start off as sketches on paper or ideas in your head, or rather do you fully just lean into the spontaneity of it all and just leap into that making process?
Well, I think of myself as a sponge, and I do use a lot of sponge in my work, because the sponge, I dip it in a porcelain slip and it absorbs the porcelain, and then I fire it and the sponge is burnt out. And I think that's a good metaphor for art making in general, is that we soak stuff up around us all of the time, that I'm always looking at things and I might unconsciously go, oh, I could use that, but I might. But I have to be making something. I have to be using that material. And my studio space is just filled with all of these samples and bits and pieces. And so I can look over and go, oh, look, gosh, that pink blobby thing looks really nice with that mustard gooey stuff. I'm making choices of the stuff that is around me. I do drawings to work things out, but really it's about the things that I see and the surprises and the interest in the stuff as I'm making and as I'm trying things, and then absorbing the new things into the practices. And it does, the work does come out looking very, I think people call it happy. I think it looks happy. Not that I'm always happy, but it looks happy.
Yeah. It seems like you really lean into this element of surprise and unpredictability within your work, especially with the firing of clay and glass and kind of those, putting those things together that you don't quite know what's going to happen. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about this and why you kind of love leaning into that spontaneity?
I just really like that idea of things not being totally fixed. I did a glass course because I also love learning new techniques. I mean, oh, look at that. Ooh, that's exciting. Oh, I love that. And so I always like to keep that freshness happening. With the glass, I just can't believe how beautiful it is. And it is hard. It is really hard to work with in terms of putting it together with ceramics. It isn't a natural fit. It contracts at a different rate as it cools, so it cracks. But I feel as though the not quite being able to do it properly is where you get those surprises that keep the work alive and interesting. It's like a thumbprint or a finger mark in something that when it fails, the putting back together can be the thing of resourcefulness, ingenuity, and more surprise and chance in terms of how you might make something actually work in a way.
Yeah, wonderful. And your work has this kind of abstract, 3D, painterly quality to it, with this use of a lot of fun and bright colours, and if I'm correct, what appears to be some kind of spray painted on colour to some description. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your use of colour and what this colour offers the work and how it kind of plays into and interacts with the sculptural forms.
Ooh, that's a tricky one. Ooh. I know, whenever I've made work of any sort, there's kind of a theatrical campness about it. It's just what I do. I can't help it. It's just what comes out of me. My father made ceramics, and they were beautiful. They were wood-fired and had that gorgeous authenticity to it. And I can really look at other people's work and appreciate that. But it's just not me. That colour saturation is something that turns me on. And so I use slips, which are matte, and so it's like a velvet, and they really hold colour really beautifully. They don't reflect the light. Like if you have a gloss glaze, it reflects the light off it, so it doesn't have that same intensity of colour. Mm. So I like using the slips. And I've been using a spray gun and had this obsession with gradients. Mm. And I've had an obsession with gradients for a long time because it's kind of a really wonderful thing about the instability of colour, one thing moving to another and never being an absolute yellow or green, but having that merging colour in the work.
Yeah, that in-between kind of moments that you explore with your making.
Yeah, the shifting thing.
Yeah.
And, I really like that things aren't absolutes, an absolute a standard of something. The spray guns are quite stressful to use. They're always getting clogged. Dreadful things.
Oh.
Putting all this stuff into the atmosphere, and I have to wear masks and gloves and all sorts of stuff, which is not fabulous in terms of the fun of working. But I think it's worth it.
Yes.
Yes. And I have a huge compressor that is really noisy. So all those things that are nice about clay work, which is quiet and soft. And then I've got this machinery stuff that I have to use. It's kind of a paradox as well when you're thinking about clay.
Yeah, fun. And your work is full of these gloopy drips and extruded forms that are often slumped down with a kind of gravity, creating this wonderful index of forms and conversations within the pieces. I wanted to ask where these forms kind of arise from and if they're referencing or calling out to anything particular, or rather you're just more interested in that, like in a relationship and interactions between the forms and the pieces.
Well, I do love this blobby thing and the sense of movement that you can get. It's like a frozen moment.
Mm.
That something is both soft and hard at the same time. It's like a paradox. And a lot of those investigations that I do are around this understanding of what a surface is. And call me superficial, but I love surfaces. I just love them. And so the gloopy stuff is glaze, and it has a high amount of feldspar in it, so it holds it and makes it very thick. But it actually looks like a type of glass. But it is a clay that has a different melting point. So those sort of things are really interesting for me, that you've got rigidity of clay, that when you put it into the kiln in this kind of controlled environment, that it makes things really rigid and breakable. But on the other hand, it has an ability to make things flow and to move and to transform. And so the gloopy stuff, I think, is it's like a magic way of actually identifying what happens when you fire this chemistry. It's very much about the type of alchemy that's going on. Yeah. So that's why I like it. I like it a lot. I've got to stop it. It's just one step away from the glass thing, which is similar. Glass and clay are kind of similar but different.
Yeah, they each have their own different set of rules, and it's exciting putting them together.
Well, glass isn't. I don't know. It had an up period a few years ago, and it's a down period. But I think that it kind of doesn't get as much attention as it should because it's so pretty and so beautiful. Mm. You know that it's. I don't know. Oh, also it is expensive and it is technical, and I think that puts a lot of people off using it.
Mm, yeah. And my last question for you is, what are your hopes for people engaging with the work? What do you hope they will get out of it or experience as they're looking at the work?
Oh, that's a lovely question, because that is something that I really think about. I know. Most art making is about communicating in some way. And I like my works to be about sensation and about touch. Even if you can't touch a work, there's that feeling that you want to, to run your hands over it and feel what those blobs actually feel like, or the difference between the smoothness and the matteness, and that tactility is something that I really want people to feel and to appreciate. And I want them to experience the joy. That's the colour thing is joyful. I want them to feel optimistic and happy. And I also want them to wonder, oh, how did she do that? You know, like, oh, gosh, oh, that's, I don't quite understand what's happening there. I like that too. I like that.
That was Andrea Duchatinier speaking to me about her upcoming show at Anna Miles Gallery, Everything Falls. The show opens tomorrow at the gallery between 3 and 5 p.m., so head along to that if you would like.